Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning introducing this show. Hey, this is Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 with the We Work From Home morning show. And hey, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. And hey, we get some messages out for some of you before you head to church, those of you that are going to church today, or those of you who, you know, will be catching the Olympics or whatever it is that you are going to be doing. Thank you for taking time from your schedule to listen to what we have to share on this show. You know, again, the show is dedicated to those who work from home in terms of running and managing a home-based business. And, you know, hey, thank you so kindly for tuning in. And if you have a question or a comment, you can always text us at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774, or you can give us a call on that line. And sign up for 1 hour free complimentary coaching sessions to help you with your business. That's right. Everybody needs a coach. You know, hey, I do coaching, but I also have a coach. And it's important that, you know, that we focus on that because, see, everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor. A mentor guides you and helps you stay on track. And I want to share a couple of things with you this morning. And then also share with you an opportunity as we wrap up this point. We'll be sharing some information from a book called Overcoming Your Fears, Obstacles, and Adversities. Overcoming Your Fears, Obstacles, and Adversities. And this chapter is a chapter on a Supreme Daily Life Method. Chapter 3 in the book, a Supreme Daily Life Method. It says, have a central plan, you know, central plan. Do your mental work in the morning, your manual work in the afternoon. Do not dictate letters in the afternoon. From 10 to 12 in the morning is best. The brain is usually at low ebb at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do not have your desk so that you look sideways at persons approach you. It blunts your personality. By no means have people enter behind you. It is the most negative psychic influence possible. Let your position in your office be such that when anyone approaches, your eyes will fall upon them as near as straight level as possible. Plan your workroom with efficiency, no matter how small, how large, or if it be but a bench. Put your character stamp on the plan of the work you do. Go to the work as a king. Go to the throne, centralize your work, plan it, and work your plan. That is a, you know, a piece on having a centralized plan and system for how you go about doing your work. And it says again, approach your work as a king goes to his throne. Remember, again, now you're working from home, you're a home-based business owner, and I'm assuming you're doing this because you really excited about the business that you're in, which means it should be an act of love and joy. Joy to do what it is that you're doing, not that other thing, you know. Sometimes we have those jobs that we just cannot stand. Your home-based business should be something that's pleasurable and joyful. And, you know, so, and if it's not, then you may be in the wrong business. I enjoy what I do. It's not even work anymore. It's like play. So, you know, when your work becomes like play, then you're really in the right, you know, frame of mind, you're in the right business. Next, he says, have a system of order. Set your mind in order first. If you are living as I have taught in the lessons that have gone before you, then your mind will assume a supreme command of order almost at once. Classify what you do. Keep matters separate. Do the big things first. As you classify, drop the non-essentials. Weed out the useless. Never spend a minute of your morning hours winding up a string or folding a piece of wrapping paper. Do that when your brain tide has ebbed out in the afternoon or not at all. Don't hunt for a pen or sharpen a pencil or manicure your nails after you reach your work of the day. Classify your movements. Eliminate the usefulness. Energize your movements. Move with enthusiasm. Put elastic cheer into your step. Wear rubber heels of quiet manners. Simplify your work. Keep it straight. After a little, it will keep you straight. Don't fall over your work, nor step on it, or sit on it. Simplify by stopping the waste of words, waste of material, waste of time. Joyfully do your work. Put fun into each day's round of work. Be original in plans and ideas. Again, basically just talking about having a system of order. And it's so important that we have, you know, a system of order in terms of dealing with our work. To the above, add mental energy, develop insight, grow new business brain cells. Do not overload your stomach with food, nor your body with clothing. Study directives. Master application. He goes on to say, he said, in Niagara Falls, I saw two giant dominoes generating 25,000 horsepower. The efficiency was kept in perfect balance by a little automatic nickel gate. Your efficiency is kept in balance by a little invisible automatic thought neurons. A clear brain is the test of efficiency. Plans, orders, systems, applications give efficiency. Efficiency is positive thinking. Freedom thinking, above fear thinking. Get out, keep out the negative thinking. You've heard us talk about positive mental attitude and negative mental attitude. Again, here's people always are talking about. Just as soon as you drop negative thinking, your mind will begin to rise to a new branch of expression. One big element in efficiency is silence. It is the strongest thing to be silenced. Noise is emptiness, weakness, and inefficiency. Silence is the law of greatness. Noise, the breaking of the law. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, again, I have moments in which I spend time just sitting quiet time sitting, and it's so reflective. And it's where I get a lot of good ideas from to help me with my business. So, you know, and again, it's sharing some thoughts with you from a book called Overcoming Your Fears, Obstacles, and Adversities by Mr. Michael Lee. And he goes on to say, develop your power to rest. He says, you know, rest is so important, too. So, again, we talk about silence, rest. See, we have to have, you know, time that we just rest and meditate. See, these are kind of things that usually we don't do when we're dealing with the regular work world. Now, Ben, you'll find a place that will, you know, allow you to do that. I remember when I worked for Father A.J. McKnight, when we would come in the morning, he allowed people to be able to go into their desk, to their office, or their cubicle. I had an office. You go into your office, and you was allowed, when you start the day off, 15 to 20 minutes of quiet time meditation before getting into your work. And you put a sign on your door, you close your door, and the sign on your door says, do not disturb, I'm meditating. Now, see, this was a rare, unique workplace. He allowed you to be able to do that. You know, we did that, you know, and then he also had sessions, which we had staff sessions and training, which you were taught how to meditate. So, you know, he encouraged that because he wanted you to really be into what was going on at the workplace, not just a job, you know, not just a job. And so that was a rare workplace that I worked at. So, again, you know, with your own business, especially if you work from home and there's other people in the house, they need to know when you have quiet time, you know, when you're meditating, and when you, you know, you're resting your mind. And then besides that, you know, you want to get adequate sleep. This is another thing that's so important. I mean, know people who stay hyped up all the time, you know, and that's not good because, see, if you don't get adequate sleep and rest, your body doesn't get a chance to rejuvenate. We'll be sharing this one is just some tips on, you know, mental tips on how to groom your body for your business success, you know. Making sure that you plan your work and, what, you know, what kind of things to do in the morning, what kind of things to do in the afternoon. Making sure that you're energized. Make sure that you keep those negative thoughts out of your brain, bury them, get rid of them. And then also, meditation and proper rest is so important so that you can adequately perform and do the things that you need to do in your business. And another thing is that's so important is your voice. You know, make sure that you know that you're not grumpy. You know, your voice is not a grumpy sound, you know. Your voice should be, you know, it should be like music, you know, pleasant voice. Because, you know, again, you got to talk to customers. You know, you want to be able to share what you have to offer in terms of a business. And so, you know, you want to have a voice that's very pleasing. And, you know, don't let people make you angry. When somebody does something that makes you angry, I usually do is I count to 10 in my mind and let it blow over me so that I don't respond in an upset, negative way. And I mean, there's times when people do things that just really, you know, gets to your nerves and you just, you know, you really want to let them have it, you know. But I count to 10, let it pass me over and move on because I don't want them to take me somewhere I don't want to go. So that's so important. So you want to do that. And then, you know, the other piece, again, is making sure that your voice is very pleasant. Very pleasant voice. And, you know, those are some of the tips I'm going to share this morning on just how to your daily method towards approaching your business and just your, you know, grooming of your mind and your body. Because remember now, your body is the temple. And, you know, you should approach your work as the king. And when you do that, you're going to have so much more fun doing the things that you do to maintain your business. So, hey, it's about going to wrap it up for me this morning, a short show this morning. Just wanted to share those tips and pointers with you. And we thank you for tuning in. And make sure you leave a comment on our page on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And we hope you've been enjoying the information that we have been bringing here on the We Work For Morning Home show. And we want to thank the over 39,000 people that have tuned in to our show here on Home Based Business 101. We really thank you for your support. And may you have a blessed and wonderful day. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. Take care. God bless you.